Good morning. With us on a Friday morning is our political observer, Alan Chartok, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. WAMC is there as your friend, and we all give back when it's time.
David, you are right. And the thing that gets me about WAMC more than anything else is the sense of community that everybody has about it. I can't go anywhere without somebody telling me that they heard something, that they agreed with something, that they didn't agree with something. But wherever you are, you hear it. You hear about Joe, and you hear about you, and you hear about people getting up in the morning and having the radio station. So in the end, it really is about putting a little something in. You know, I can understand if people don't have a lot, okay. But go to WAMC.org, put something in the lockbox, and we'll be there.
Well, of course, the investigation continuing, Alan, into the Amtrak derailment and the lots of calls for the improvement of the technology, which was on the train but not on the track, and now an eighth person pulled from the wreckage.
Well, it's horrible, and everybody can project themselves into that kind of situation. Everybody who's been on that train or any of the other trains in that corridor. You know, when it comes down to human error, and there's a possibility here, certainly, without prejudging anything, that this was human error, the more that you can do away with that, the better we are. I've always looked out that right side of the car because there's that very dangerous zone where somebody can be riding along next to you, but right behind you. You don't know whether to pull into that lane. Well, you know, we call that the blind spot. And now all of these cars, the newer generation of cars, or many of them, are coming with cameras that let you see whether there's anybody there where you never could see before. Well, it's going to obviously do away with a lot of traffic accidents. And so the more that we do of this kind of thing, and the more that we spend on our personal safety, the better off we are. Better than building a submarine.
Well, let's stick with transportation and cars for 1 second, Alan. Listen to this headline. With gas prices less of a worry, buyers pass hybrid cars by.
Well, that's always the way it is. I bought a Prius years ago, and it gets 50 miles to the gallon. It's unbelievable. And every time there is an inverse reaction to this kind of phenomenon. I mean, if we see, for example, the gas prices go down, then people say, well, I can afford a truck now, which may get less gas. And so the secret is that what you do is you pass gas guzzling laws, which say, and the president has issued executive orders on this kind of thing, that you can't get less than 30 miles a gallon. Now I get 50. Well, we're going to do better than that. And we really can't leave it up to the individuals to decide that now that gas prices are lower, that they're going to buy a bigger gas guzzler, because that's not what this is all about.
The state comptroller issued a scathing report on the governor's Startup New York job creation program, Alan, and now a Times article following up on that with the headline, Cuomo's job creation program slow to take hold.
Well, to put it moderately, I mean, we're paying a lot of money for this thing. There are those who have accused the governor, it's hard to say whether it's true or not, of doing this for political reasons. He knows that upstate New York is a basket case in so many ways, an economic basket case, and needs to be helped. He thought this was going to work, but he also thought that if the bear walked in the woods and nobody knew it, that it wouldn't matter. So he spent a fortune on advertising the thing. Well, apparently the cases that they're able to come up with aren't not that good. And people moved a mile to get into the SUNY zone where they would be tax-free. And of course, there are those people who are outside of that zone who aren't tax-free. And I said it in the beginning, David, you remember this, that it was going to be perceived as unfair. That some people get taxed on their businesses and some people don't. And there are always going to be scoundrels who come into a program just to get the tax break, but who have no intention of really building a business. So now the governor's people are coming up with rules and saying, if you don't meet your target, out you go. We'll see.